It seems that the talk about obesity in children and teens is on the rise. But eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia still exist. When I walk through my high school cafeteria at lunch, there are so many students who barely eat anything. Students eat unhealthy things like Pop-Tarts, ice cream, and any item other than the school lunch. Don't get me wrong, school lunch isn't the greatest, but students aren't eating healthy and nutritional meals. One of my best friends has anorexia. I felt like I sat there and watched her spiral down. I wasn't sure how to inform her mother about Melinda. I didn't know that when Melinda asked questions like, how can I lose weight, or do I look fat in these jeans? They were meant to be taken seriously. But her mom knew something was up.
I saw it coming like maybe around a year or so. I just saw some things happening with behavior in general that it was not like her. And then, I started seeing things, patterns of, not wanting to eat or wanting to eat less and less and less and less every time. You know, we start fighting more and more and more over meals.
I wish I'd known the signs other than the weight loss. So I spoke with Shannon McCartney-Simper, who's a spokesperson with the Melrose Institute in St. Louis Park. The Melrose Institute deals with adolescents who are overcoming an eating disorder. Other signs of an eating disorder include people separating from their clique and eating smaller portions of food. But that's not it either.
Somebody who, for instance, is struggling with anorexia, they're starving their body. And so what the body does is it wants to survive. So it sends all its energy and resources to the vital organs in the center of the body, the heart and the liver and the lungs. And so what happens is over time, as they're losing weight, even before you maybe see a dramatic weight loss, you might start to see some changes in their skin color, maybe some bluish tinging, some extra hair. The body will grow extra hair to keep itself warm. As they lose weight and continue to lose weight, obviously you'll see a dramatic weight loss, but you might see a thinning of the hair. And from an emotional standpoint, what you'll see oftentimes is somebody who starts to become a little bit more removed.
What would cause someone to starve his or her body? Even though I'm close to Melinda and think of her as a sister, I just want a better understanding of why she would achieve such a dangerous goal to look thin. McCartney-Simper says girls aren't the only ones who deal with it.
Another thing that we believe really contributes to eating disorders is sort of our societal values around thinness, and particularly for men right now around being very muscled and sort of that V-shaped form, and it's for women too, but it's society sort of sets us up in essence to say we have to look a certain way, and if we don't look that way, it can make us feel bad about ourselves.
We can't blame it all on society. Everyone has many things that contribute to an eating disorder. Things like genetic factors and dealing with a type of trauma. Shannon says that in national statistics, it is harder to recover from an eating disorder without treatment.
50% of people recover and say that they go on to lead a normal life with no eating disorder symptoms. 25% of people continue to have some symptoms or some feelings about eating disorders, but they're able to live a normal life. And then about 25% go on to have chronic issues, and about 20 to 25% of those people will actually die from the eating disorder.
Carol Peterson has a PhD in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Minnesota. She says that when you see signs of an eating disorder, you should seek treatment for that person immediately.
The most recent data is showing that the earlier that we can detect and treat eating disorders, the better the outcome is.
The body's like a car. If you don't put gas in it, the car won't run on empty. The body's trying to live, and it's hard when food is not there for nutrients. It's important to help prevent all kinds of eating disorders. Shannon says that people should focus less on outer appearance.
You know, when you're interacting with your peers, talk to them about, how they're feeling, or the behavioral things, not about, oh, she looks like she gained weight, or, oh, she can't fit in those jeans, or she doesn't look good in that, because that's devastating for all of us. And so it's about building people up instead of tearing them down.
Melinda is on a positive road to recovery. She's getting better physically and mentally, I'm just here for moral support and making sure the illness doesn't come out of the cracks again. If I see it happening, I know what to do. I can't wait to finally hang out without comparing our imperfections. We can go back to watching scary movies and eating popcorn with chocolate chips.
I feel blessed. I think 80% of the work is her. She's done it all.
From the KFAI Youth News Initiative, I'm Anika Williamson.